joking. Hi, everybody, and welcome to our live feed update show for today, March the 14th. You're all in for a tweet, and I'm dead. Coronavirus got me. You're all in for a treat, because we are going to start with the live feed update show, then we are going to end it, and then we are going to steamroll right in to a fun hangout, and then who knows what else could happen. It is a Saturday night. But first, and for those watching this back, you won't be part of the hangout or anything that happens after, unless you're following us on YouNow. That's where we do these live feed update shows. You can just go to urlrecaps.com/YouNow, follow us there. Or if you don't want to watch them live and watch them back later, they are on our website, iTunes, YouTube. Make sure wherever you are watching them, you thumbs up, subscribe, comment, share them on social media, tell your friends, because if you guys don't, then, much like the rest of our content, it'll end up in the TV Co app, and it's theirs. They own it. That is where all of our shows are this season that are not these live feed update shows, because enough of you didn't share and like and comment and tell your friends. But you can check out, we do after shows with Nicole over there, the exit interviews are over there, we have the house guests on for you guys to ask your questions to them, weekly recap shows, I believe, the plan, let's see if there's an update in real time. Nope, we're waiting, we're trying for Michael for tomorrow, so fingers crossed, So all of that content for this season, other than these live feed update shows, are exclusively in the TV Co app, the BB Cam community. So check those out if you guys don't watch them live in the TV Co app. Same thing is here in YouNow. You can watch them live. We do them right after the episode. Then after, they're in the app. Saved. Yay! I hope you check them out and enjoy them. Now. I think where we left off yesterday was kind of the discussions leading into nominations. We weren't sure, was Rianne or Maddie going to be the nominations? Well, spoiler alert. Ooh, I did it the right way. Spoiler alert, we were correct with our original predictions on yesterday's live feed update shows. Of course, it was Rianne and Maddie. Today has been interesting. We'll get more into today as we go on. But first, I want to give a little bit, because, you know, it was kind of all going on yesterday while we were doing the exit interviews with Michael and the recap shows, so I missed some things, so I wanted to go back and talk about one or two important things, or what I think is one or two interesting and important things last night. Of course, it is Sheldon involving Hira in the Alliance of Five. Hira making it an Alliance of Five, and Hira not realizing that it's fake. It is fake. Sheldon has no real plan to work with Hira. He doesn't really care what Hira has to say, but Hira tried real hard when I was watching back parts of yesterday to try and get in there and influence Sheldon's opinion of, hey, who are we going to put up? Are you sure we want to go after Rianne and Maddie? And then, of course, people like Vanessa or Kyle will be like, yes, of course, Maddie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Maddie. Oh, yeah, we want them. We got to go after them. Ooh, big threat. He's like, you know who's also a big threat? Kyle. Why wouldn't we go after Kyle? Kyle's a great person to go after. Hira was trying so hard yesterday. It wasn't working. Jamar went to go visit with Sheldon. And Jamar's like, I want Kyle. Like, fine. Sheldon, if you're gonna insist on a Maddie and a Rianne, can you at least, like, promise me that if the POV is used, and Sheldon's like, you know what? If the POV is used, I want you to play for me, buddy. Jamar, I want you to play for me. So I'll even pick you to pay for me, Jamar. And Jamar's like, okay. And but then if the veto's used, you're going to put up Kyle, right? And Sheldon's like, no. We're not putting up Kyle. Why do you keep thinking that we're going to go to Kyle? Kyle's not the move. Kyle's not the move. This is one Kyle to go up. And Jamar is like, all right, well, you know what? Then I'll go along with your plan. You're the HOH. It's your week. I'll go along with your plan. But just so that you know, I'm going after Kyle. Let me explain to you, Jamar, who is like, oh, God, mute your phones, everyone. Let me explain to you, Jamar, how you're falling into a bad trap. Not a trap. You're falling into a bad way to be when you're playing Big Brother. Sheldon's HOH. You know Kyle is part of stuff. You're telling Sheldon that someone that you're aware that Sheldon is close with is now going to be your target. You're supposed to be in an alliance with Sheldon, who you're aware is not an emotional player like you. Like, Sheldon will put a, Sheldon will react based on what is best for his game strategically and the alliance that he is trying to put together. And, Jamar is clearly acting out of, I don't like Kyle. I don't like Kyle, and I'm going after him. And it's not gonna be smart for his game. It's going to end up hurting him going down the road. And, you know, obviously, Sheldon now, he's not really struggling. I think he had his mind made up, as if you saw the clips in yesterday's live feed update show, right when the feeds came back after he won HOH, he said, Rhianne and Madeline, no questions asked. I knew he was going to stick with that. As far as, like, what to do with the back door, there are definitely options. Now, I believe it started as JL was going to be the back door. If a Rhianne wins, which, by the way, Sheldon actually likes Rhianne. Sheldon actually wants Rhianne to win it. So he could see, like, a JL going up there. Kyle, not happy with Sheldon telling Kyle, hey, by the way, Hira in our fake alliance suggested you too. So now, Kyle wants Sheldon to put up Hira and get Hira out if the POV is used. Keep in mind, these conversations that they are having, technically, because we're going back to yesterday, the nominations hadn't even happened. People are arguing for who will be a replacement without nominees even happening at that point. Feeds have been nuts. So much to keep up on. Good thing you got our live feed update shows. I'm filling in on the important parts. Vanessa, Ming, and Jamar are all stirring up trouble for no reason. They're all safe this week, and they're putting targets on their back, says Lala Muggs. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know what Jamar is doing. And here's the part that pisses me off. Oh, God, I wish I could pull up my tweet right now, like magic. Remember when Hira and Angie voted out Mike, and I put out the tweet and said, boy, they're not gonna regret this decision. Well, so far you're being included in a fake alliance, which its point is to deceive you, and half of the people, or two of the people in the alliance, want you gone now. You're doing great, Hira. You're doing great. Should've kept Michael. You're all the middle floaters. You're all going one by one. So, great plan, buddy. Meanwhile, Okay, wait, well, so back to my point. I think Jamar, I'll recap it all one more time for you quickly. I think Jamar does not understand that by telling a player like Sheldon, okay, I'm going to be with you this week, and I know that we're an alliance, and I know everything's cool, and I'm going to do what you want this week, but just understand that next week, if I win HOH, I'm going after Kyle, someone you're very close with. The fact that Jamar does not realize why that is bad to say to Sheldon is just another one of the many reasons why Jamar is not going to make it far in this game. He is not going to make it far in this game. And now, because I feel like I'm getting it twisted, I know I have my live feed updaters in here. JL was the original backdoor plan, correct? Here's my point where I was going. What was the information that Ming took back? Ming took the information back to Jamar about it. Sheldon said JL wasn't going up. At first, he said he was going up. Kind of. He wants Rianne gone, but he'll put up JL if anyone came down. Thank you, Miss Jenny Tally. But what was the switch that moved it to going forward now, more into today, where Sheldon was fed up with all of Ming's antics and was considering if the POV is now used, I might have to get Ming out of this house. I felt like it was for one specific bit of information that she spread, and I'm drawing a blank on what that piece of information was. Yes, she says that he's toxic, that Ming is toxic, and she creates chaos and problems wherever she goes. Vanessa told Ming that Brooke said to throw the comp. Thank you. Vanessa told Ming that Brooke said to throw the comp, and then so the three of them don't trust Vanessa with Ming. That wasn't the point I was thinking of, but yes, that is interesting. I thought there was something very specific that Ming did that made Sheldon finally go, you know what? Maybe we do backdoor Ming this week. Did Brooke tell Vanessa that before the POV picks? I don't believe so. It doesn't matter. The point is, here's the main point. I don't think it is the main point of it. What was said, just that Sheldon very much started his plan before the nominations of it's going to be Rianne and Maddie, and that's it. Oh my God. I'm losing my mind. Before the nominations, Sheldon said it is going to be Rianne and Maddie to Ming, and that the POV would not be used, that one of them would go, and don't worry, Ming, I'm not coming after you. And Ming was like doing backflips and was so excited and so happy, and oh my God, everything is great. Then Ming went and told that to, I believe, Jamar, Vanessa, and I think Maddie, which is what confirmed that she was going up. So then, feeds are down, we come back, we've had the noms. Maddie and Rianne are, of course, on the block. We saw the video yesterday of Maddie crying in the lawn, like, I'm so sad, I'm on the nomination block, I'm so sad. And then Rianne goes up to the HOH to talk to Sheldon, and she's like, so where are the targets? You want one of us gone. Clearly, Ming told me. And Sheldon was kind of like, what? No, I want the POV used, or just understand whoever, what she didn't give up Ming at first, but he's like, whoever told you that is selectively taking bits of my conversation in order to manipulate things that I said to make you feel one way or another. Which it was me. So once Sheldon has found that out, Sheldon has become very much now weighing his options of, why do I want to get rid of a Rianne or a Maddie? Like, yes, they're going to be mad at me, but I was good with them last week. Maybe what I actually need to do is go after Ming, who is causing such chaos in this house. And he doesn't have to worry about the fallout from Jamar, Jams, because in all conversations he has with Jamar, Jamar is very much like, yeah, I'm fine. Go ahead. Go after her. I don't care. Go ahead. Do it. Jamar told Rianne as well that Sheldon didn't want the noms change. Yes, but it came from Ming, and I think that was the thing that created enough mistrust to finally make Sheldon say, maybe Ming is a problem in this game. I think just talking to everyone made Sheldon aware Ming is stirring stuff up. Yes. But she's always stirring stuff up. Everybody always knows that about Ming. A million reasons why she should have been the first to go, not Michael, but whatever. Another little interesting bit that happened yesterday. Brooke. I mean, we saw Brooke all over Sheldon right when the feeds came back on after POV. Then she pretty much spent all day with Sheldon yesterday. Okay. I feel like if I'm gonna say this sentence, I'm aware it is not true. But it is just, I see the similarities. But I'm afraid that if I put it into the world, I'm gonna force you all to start seeing it, and I don't know if I want to be that mean. Although I do like her. Brooke very much reminds me, oh my god, I was really just stalling because I couldn't remember her name. Mama! Oh, Mama, I'm sick. Raven, got it. I got it without chat again. She has Raven characteristics, or like movements and motions and dialect, and creepily staring at Sheldon from his bed when he talks to another girl in a way that makes me think she wants to jump up and kill him. Now that you have that in your brain, watch Brooke interact with Sheldon, or stay back and creepily watch him. Because he's not acting on it. And I believe Kyle even said to him, late last night, hey, notice Brooke being around you a lot? Is that a thing? And he's like, no. No, not a thing. Not a thing at all. Brooke is too sensitive to having her feelings hurt. I like her, though. I don't understand Brooke. I don't understand how Brooke was able to get in there and not become a target this week. And people like Rianne, who Sheldon actually likes. Sheldon has actually said he could see himself being with Rianne outside of this game. Well, why is Brooke up there in her bed? Yes, Brooke likes Sheldon, but Sheldon has said, and I believe it was to Kyle last night, that she is not his type. So... Kim in chat said, really? I think she's more like Victoria with Derek, but minus the crows. No. I will no. No. A Victoria label is reserved for a select few, and I'm not putting a Victoria label on Brooke. Brooke gets the game. And by the way, in case I'm not being clear enough, I'm not saying that I think Brooke is the crazy, like, lying about stuff in the way Raven did. I'm just saying, like, her mannerisms, like, some, like, the way that she moves in her, like, physically, or, like, will sit and just stare in the way that Raven used to do when she would get mad when Matt would talk to people. And then I just wait for Brooke to just be like, Mama, well, my mama said. My mama said that we would make a great pair, Sheldon. It's what my mama said when she took me to the doctor. Sheldon probably wants Rianne out so he can focus on the game. Maybe. Maybe. Okay, but I like Brooke. I do like Brooke, and I think Brooke has game. She understands. Look, here's what I'll give credit for to Brooke for. She glued her ass to Sheldon. She stayed in that HOH room. She didn't leave him alone unless he made her leave. She made sure to be by him every second before those noms happen. She's not going to fall into the same exact trap of last week of, well, you didn't talk game with me and we didn't really have a connection, so that's why you're on the block. No, no. Now she's like, oh, I'm just going to glue myself to you. Do you feel that connection? You're not even going to be able to remove the connection. We're connected. Crazy glued. Buddy. And as if that wasn't bizarro enough. Now, I know I said I was not feeling great last night. I went to bed early. Do wake up a few times. Checking on the feeds. This is where I am going to implement a new segment to the live feed update show called Chat Says What? And it's where I ask help for, I saw this. And I don't know if it was a fever dream or it really happened. Did Chris pick up Vanessa, carry her up the stairs, throw her into the bed, take his shirt off, and then start... Yes, okay, that did happen. Not a fever dream. Wow. The fuck? I was like, is this happening right now? What? Why? I was just... Vanessa was saying stuff like, he's too good. Chris is too good for me. Chris is too good for me. I don't believe they full-on did it. They didn't... Do it. There was just a lot of, like, shirtless flirting. And, I could maybe be into you. And Vanessa being like, ooh, you're, like, so, you know, muscular and such, like, you know, you're such, like, a big guy. Like, guys like you don't go for girls for me. I'm not good enough for you. Not good enough for Chris. Vanessa. Probably in Canada too, there's a toilet paper shortage, okay? People are having to get clever, all right? For this show, someone suggested me to use a hand towel. Rewash it. That rewash shitty hand towel, that's worth being with Chris. If that hand towel could be with Chris, so can you, girl. If you want it. Hit it and quit it is what I say, Vanessa. I'm not denying Chris is hot. There's not a lot of people with beards that I like. I full on admit Chris is hot. He's kind of like a little weirdly compacted hot. Like, I don't understand people that don't have long legs. They have like those like tree trunk stump legs. I also don't trust people that have a neck that wide. Another problem I have. And he has that weird kind of six pack where it's like, ooh, you got a six pack, but we couldn't have it be like long like a normal one. So we kind of like tried to just jam it together. And, but I mean, I'm still saying good looking. In case by me pointing out all those issues that I had, you thought I meant not good looking. I mean, still good looking. But it's the personality that I have a problem with when it comes to Chris. And by the way, Vanessa not feeling good enough for Chris made me wonder, why wasn't Chris able to use his magic mind powers on her? Why wasn't Chris able to persuade her? Again, I'm just saying, somebody like Chris, who we know's goal was to come onto this show to continue to push his business, which in my opinion is a con. Look, I'm all for like positive vibes and, you know, inspiring people, but acting like you're a hypnotist and can, it's ridiculous. Can you do ESP? Because then you know what I'm thinking right now. By the way, if that worked, you would be a millionaire, you'd be rich, you wouldn't need to be on the show. Just saying, this whole entire thing, which I think Chris thought was going to be a walking billboard for his business, I just, to me, would make me feel like, I have to stay away. You're not good at what you do. You are not good at what you do. Vanessa must have been told she isn't good enough a lot. Here's the thing about Vanessa. She crazy. I see a lot of people comparing her to the Vanessa that I love, Russo. Oh, I do not think she has similarities to Russo. And to be clear, when I say Vanessa's crazy, I mean crazy in the way that, like, we're all crazy and it's great. I mean, she's the crazy that you want to invite to dinner. She's the crazy that, like, when you're having a bad day, you talk to her and go, God, my life is great. Basically, she spends all of her time on a boat talking to lobsters. So, I don't know. I feel like she has a good... Oh my God, if she does the Russo cry, I will lose my ever-loving mind, says Sparkly Eye. This Vanessa doesn't have the Vanessa brain power. I disagree, Debbie Dawn. I disagree. I think Vanessa is very... maybe not strategy smart. Maybe she's not smart like of a high IQ smart, but I think she is street smart. She knows how to read people well. She does have a pulse on the game. You also have to remember she's starving. But what I think that Vanessa does the best, and I would almost say better than anybody else in this game, she only reveals what she wants to who she wants. Everybody else, I don't think can get a read on her. And I think that that is powerful in the game of Big Brother. Like, Sheldon, I don't think he really knows where he stands with Vanessa. I think a lot of people don't really know where they stand with Vanessa, other than, like, a Kyle. Obviously, a Kyle would. First time watcher, long time giggles. Oh, thanks for coming to watch and live, kid. I I think she's smarter than we're giving her credit for, or at least I hope she is smarter than we are giving her credit for. But either way, I do respect somebody who is able to not, someone who is able to have the house not really know where they stand, not think of them as someone who is coming against them, going against them, not having them think of them as someone that's not doing anything. She's almost like a part of people's plans because she's like a hype man. She's like a hype man. She is there to encourage your plan, to tell you're doing a great job, and then you got nothing out of her. You just think, God, Vanessa's great. She agreed with me. And she's a number. So I wouldn't say she's doing that bad of a job. I hate to kind of like pile on to a Maddie here, but Maddie is kind of another example. Like, what is Maddie doing? Angie says, I can see that about Vanessa. She was talking game with Kyle and seemed smart. Yeah, I think Vanessa will let the people in that she wants to work with. And she's very good at keeping the other people out and giving them any information, but at the same time, making them feel like, God, Vanessa's on our side. This is good. She'll be a number with us. She'll be with us. She likes my plan. And sometimes it's all it takes. Just keep floating, Maddie. I gotta hand it to Maddie. She fought really hard for Michael last week, so I had kind of high hopes for her. But girl, now your game is in jeopardy, and I'm not seeing you fighting as hard as you did for your boyfriend. Or maybe my boyfriend after tomorrow. God, I gotta figure out how to get this goddamn ring off. There's no fucking lotion anywhere! There's no hand sanitizer, there's no lotion, and I can't get the ring off before Michael gets here! It's just a me problem. So now over more to today. Now more... Oh, Great Dane Mom says people are catching on to Vanessa. Not that I've seen. She told her boyfriend she would throw the battle back to him. Well, there's no battle back. Michael is in the real... Guys, I call him Michael now. We're, like, close like that. So, yeah. You guys can call him Mike, though. He's back in the real world. And not battling back for you, Maddie. He'll be here with me and Nicole, though. So, moving more on to today. Or, let me say this. The last kind of big thing from yesterday was Sheldon telling Jamar, look, you need to work out your issues with Kyle. If we're all going to be an alliance, if we're going to work together, it is not going to work if you want to go after Kyle. You got to work it out, buddy. Got to work it out. So that was kind of like yesterday. Now, yes, heading into today, we are going to have a Kyle and Jamar hashing out, slash whole entire house is involved. I wouldn't call it a fight. Maybe for Canada it's a fight. But I wouldn't call it a fight. Isn't Kyle her closest ally? Who? Did I say the wrong name? Sheldon was telling Jamar that he needs to work out his issues with Kyle because they're in an alliance together and Jamar wants to go after Kyle. He is gonna go with Sheldon's plan this week, but told Sheldon, understand, if I win HOH next week, I'm going for Kyle. And Sheldon, at the end of yesterday, was like, you two need to work it out. Well, I've been disgusted by Kyle, says Willow in the chat. Hi, Kyle. There is a group forming. You're going to want to just get like to the back of the line. It's taken a while for people to come in. There's a lot of us here. But welcome to the anti-Kyle group. Welcome. You are not alone. By the way, I don't even care what Kyle's doing in the game. I don't care. Lie on your family, lie on your kids, be messy, make feeds, all of those things. I don't care. Your long hair grosses me out, as does your body hair. I can't get past it. Every time I look at you, I gag. I dry heave. And then, whoever told you it was cute to be like, I'm in an 80s rock video with the sparkle jacket, but then, like, let's just, like, your body hair looks like a sweater, and your hair is, like, getting caught in shit. So disgusting. Leave. That mixed with, he says a lot of inappropriate things. He says, like, a lot of inappropriate things that make people uncomfortable, and I'm just like, I mean, look, I am all for body positivity, and if I didn't, you know, I think it's just his personality I don't like. I think I wouldn't care about those things about him if I liked his personality. I'm not a fan of his personality. And then that makes all those other things like giant beaming spotlights for me. Anyway, so, moving in, more so to today, or I would say probably this afternoon, maybe like early afternoon today, we had, oopity oop boop, I have videos for us, I have photos for us, which I should say, courtesy of the live feed updaters at bbcan8 live feeds on Twitter. If you are not following them, follow them, because 24/7 live feed updates and all of the videos, clips, pictures, everything that you guys see on the show comes from them. Actually, that's most of it comes from them. Power of Cheeto is another great person to follow for video clips. He, they post a lot of good video clips as well. I love a Power of Cheeto. So, over into the H-O-H. I missed him so much. I missed them going, H-O-H. Over in the HOH room, the feeds come back to Shelly and Brooke and Kyle all talking about Ming and that they gotta make a move against her. So again, this is at noon today. Kyle says, well, look, I want Ming to get closer to me first. Like, why would we go after her? Let me try and reel her in more and get her secrets, and then we'll get her out. I like this plan. Let Kyle do this plan. I'm all for this plan. Because here's what's going to happen. Ming is going to catch on. Ming is going to find out. Ming is going to literally skin you alive. Make like some sweater out of your body hair. Make a nice new wig out of your head hair. And you're dead. You're out of the game. So do it. I say go. Try and manipulate Ming. I give it 3 seconds before it gets back to her. Don't know if you're aware. Your friend Jamar, that's in the alliance with you, is probably banging her when the feeds are off. So there's a lot more to it. Shelly has said that someone that they want, like someone out of their group that they want, regardless, will be the one to go this week. Whether it's Maddie, whether it's Rianne, whether it's Ming, whoever, it doesn't matter. One of them's going, which again, I think is not the way Sheldon should have played this week. He should have went to them and tried to rally. He doesn't even want to work with Hera. He had to yesterday create a fake alliance just to try and appease Hera. Why are you more scared of Hera than you are of other people that you're targeting, that you want to create a fake alliance? If that's the case, just go for Hera. You could have had a Maddie, an Angie, a JL. Well, he kind of has gotten JL. I feel like since Mike has left, JL has gotten his head in the game a lot more and has pulled a little bit away from the Rianne and Maddie a little bit. But just my point. Sheldon has no idea what he's doing. I think Sheldon knows what he's doing, but I just feel like he could have done it better. I feel bad for Hera. He's just not good at this game. Right. He's not. So he should have went home the first week, and you should have left me Michael to look at. I mean, if there's two people that are both not good at the game, I mean, sure, Hera could have been my boyfriend, but I'm sorry, you all showed me the Michael video first. And then I fell in love, and then I'm all in. But at least my second boyfriend, Sheldon, is the HOH, so hot. Okay, so they are discussing. I don't think Hera has any clue what's going on, actually. They're all still discussing that Ming is erratic, does not know what is going on in this game. They need to go against her. And Brooke says that all we have to do is make her paranoid. Guys, if we make her paranoid, she'll shut up. I don't know where Brooke got this information from. If you make her paranoid, all I've seen that has happened when she gets paranoid is that then she takes her crazy and ramps it up to a 10. Look at the Angie fight from yesterday. Again, if you missed our show yesterday, we had all the clips of the Angie versus Ming fight. So there, I wouldn't say that making her paranoid makes her shut down. I got what Brooke was saying, but yeah. Make her paranoid. It'll make good feats. Well, that is why I don't want her to leave. I actually don't want her to leave because she's great feats. She is 100% great feats. So, bum-ba-da-bum. Okay, meanwhile, people are now starting to wake up. Not really a lot happening in the morning. Chris and Suzanne are now talking in the comic room. Oopsie. Sometimes I click the wrong button. Hold on. They are talking in the comic room. And about how much they hate Ming. And how she's a control freak. And Chris tells Suzanne that, like, just so you know, Suzanne, just so you know, you can tell me anything. You might have seen me and Vanessa getting it on last night. You might have seen me rip off my shirt like I'm some caveman douchebag and then carry her up the stairs. But I want you to know, Suzanne, who has a boyfriend and are now crying. Just put your head right here on my shoulder. It's gonna be okay, Suzanne. It's gonna be okay. I'm here for you, girl. Here for you. She has a boyfriend. She's made it very clear that she has a boyfriend. I don't know why everybody flirts with her. And P.S. I literally mean flirts with her. Suzanne is very clear to everyone. Have a boyfriend and I'm happy. But even Jamar, which I am confused when Jamar does it because I thought Jamar just wanted Min. And now no. Because he flirts with Suzanne too. So I don't get it. I mean Kyle. No, both of them. Jamar and Kyle does. Yes, yes, yes. People who are taken are more attractive to some people. Hi, Mike. Ming gets hurt when she isn't included, which means she's hurt all the time. I know. Get over it. We don't care. So, remember the waiter? Unfortunately. Oh my God, Bridget. It's like you think that we're in a hangout show and not a recapping show. This is just an act. As soon as Michael's here tomorrow, I'll be like this. If it's tomorrow, not Monday, you'll just see me like go rip. I won't even acknowledge it. And Nicole will probably try and force it on me. Whatever. Okay, so back now to the HOH room earlier today. Not a lot happening. Same talk of, what was it? Where is it? Suzanne and Jamar are talking. Suzanne is saying that she doesn't think that Chris is coming after them after having her cry with him earlier in the morning. I think that we're good. Suzanne says to Jamar, have you heard any rumors that I'm sketchy? Specifically being spread by your girlfriend? And Jamar's like, no, nope, haven't heard nothing. Definitely not from my girlfriend. Not at all. Okay, then we have the feeds out for a while. I feel like it was over an hour. And then the feeds come back to drama in the HOH room between Jamar and Kyle, and there is a lot. Now we have clips. There's a lot of people in the HOH room. We really don't know what led up to it. Now I'm just assuming it is the continuation of what I was telling you earlier from the day before when Sheldon was saying to Jamar, you need to work on your issues with Kyle. Like, if you don't work on your issues with Kyle, I don't know how we all work together as an alliance. But the interesting part is there are a lot of people here not in their alliance that are in the HOH room. So, I'm just curious as to how this conversation came up. I have a feeling the edit is not going to address it. I think it's going to be one of the things where somebody needs to make the mental note so that we can remember if we even still care after the season is over when they come on here and be like, how did that come to be? Like, all of you, like, clearly. I would assume there was an HOH lockdown, but how did an HOH lockdown spiral into now they're hashing stuff out in front of most of the house? I will say, and I think I forgot to tell you this, remember how originally I said that Sheldon told Jamar he was going to pick him to play for him? Sheldon has changed his mind and decided that he was going to pick Brooke now to play for him. And I think, well, I don't think, I know that that was an issue for Jamar. I will also say, if you guys have not seen it, a lot of you have been asking. So, oh God, this is gonna be like a lot happening of the same. But a lot of you have been asking for like the current house status from the live feed updaters. So now, they have that up for you. It'll always be pinned to the top of the @BBCan8 live feeds Twitter. But you can see that Madeline got the veto players and pairs are Madeline, Jean-Luc, Rianne and Hira, Chris and Kyle, Brooke and Suzanne, Vanessa and Ming. And I love it. I think they did an amazing job. But if you're ever like, ooh, I'm in a pinch and I just want to know quickly who's doing what, there you have it. Now, just let me get the clip. Hold on. Okay. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Okay. So, here is our clip of a little bit of the aftermath of when the feeds came on, and you're gonna see Jamar is clearly frustrated. Okay, so I'm just gonna start playing it and then I will comment. So here we go.
I don't know why I just blow it up. No, I didn't blow it up, fam. I just came here, said I was gonna say it, and I was gonna bounce. And then you said the whole thing made you feel uncomfortable. That's where that shit escalated, and that's why we're still talking. You feel me? So.
It's okay. At one point, everybody will make everybody feel uncomfortable. You made me feel uncomfortable today when you were pissed off on Slop and then you apologized. I just shrug it off.
Yeah.
You're living
yeah.
with a bunch of fucking people.
And you're
in
walking
one
around
house.
Saying, oh,
it's
I don't give a fuck.
It's not that big of a deal.
Everybody
has moves.
You're telling me that doesn't make people feel uncomfortable when you say stuff like that?
We can't hold grudges over that kind of stuff, guys.
For us, like, I hope everybody understands for me and Kyle and Maddie, like, we're going through the fucking shithole, you guys.
And I said many times you guys are great, and I respect you guys for it.
And then at the same token, you say, I better not get put on that shit, because fuck that person if they do it. They're going to fucking, they're done. I'm going to put their ass in
What's
soft
wrong?
Ass.
Why can't I say that? That's how I talk to you.
No, that's how I took it. That's how I hear it.
Yeah? That's how you hear it?
You guys, no good will come from any more conversation, I think, right. At this point.
Gigi, nothing left is, nothing's left is helping. Gigi.
Who's both. Gigi?
Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
We're done. We're done.
All right, boy.
You need to play Fortnite.
Anybody have anything else to say to me? You already know where I'll be at, bro. If I make you feel uncomfortable, I'm sorry. I'm a positive guy. You know, I like to have fun. You can come to my room anytime and talk to me. No one's banned from my room. If
next to HOH, you can't even like, have a thought about putting.
Okay, so I think they cut it off. I think they cut off the audio and they switched the audio to another room. Yeah, GG is good game. GG is good game. We do have the part two. Okay, hold on. Let's go back to the part two. Let's go back to the part two. Here we go.
I mean, you're the one that's got to get stuff off your chest. Do you have anything else, sir? I said everything. Okay. I'm asking, you don't have nothing to say. I want you to convince me why I should feel like your apology is sincere and genuine. I just want to know. I'm giving you a chance.
I don't have to convince you, Jamar.
I'm giving you a chance. You don't want to or you don't have to? You don't want to? If you say you...
Jamar. Hello, Jamar. Playing a horrible game. Jamar, playing a horrible game. Party of one. Your nomination seat is waiting. Jamar, playing a horrible game, party of one, your nomination seat is going to be waiting for you. Did you not see how this worked out for Michael last week? Okay, let's keep going.
You like me and this and that? Convince me. Convince me your apology is sincere and genuine.
Jamar, I do like you.
Okay.
I don't know what else I have to say to, like, if you don't believe me, that's on you. I don't know. It's not up to me to convince you that I like you on a personal level.
This is also a very weird venue for this conversation.
Yeah, dude.
Right? You know, like...
All
right,
bro.
Like, I get it.
All right.
It's...
You feel me?
This is what I think. Like, we all gotta understand how everyone here is. If someone or me or whoever is a certain way, you gotta treat everyone differently, I feel like. And Kyle, I'm just saying that some people have come up and said...
Kira, I'm just saying, you are in also this mic trap. You're too good of a person to play this game. I just feel like Hira sits there and he waits for, like, a moment to, like, offer, like, a glimpse into reality. Or something inspirational. Or something that would actually help. We're making a reality TV show, Hira. Okay? We don't need the words of wisdom and help. We need you to ramp up the paranoia. Okay? Seeming, okay? That's what we want. None of this kumbaya shit. That's why the feeds are good, okay? So stop trying to be helpful, Hira.
Said, like, hey, you can joke around with everybody, but, like, no one can joke around with you.
Okay.
I feel that, like, sometimes really? From certain
Once
people.
Once again, like, I don't really think this is the venue. Like, why is this a house meeting? If we have personal things to bring up with someone? Why don't we
I didn't mean for this to be a house meeting.
Yeah.
People came in, walked in themselves. No one's going to say, don't come in, don't do this. So
have a house meeting because everybody just talks shit like it's also private anyway.
No, I feel that's why I'm like,
so stupid. Again, if you are a future Big Brother Canada or US player, please understand, Eric, and I think everyone in this chat right now, us live feed watchers, thank you, bless you, we love a house meeting. Thank you for playing such a bad game that you're gonna call out a house meeting, be part of a house meeting, call people out, blah, blah, blah. Do you think Kira just saying to Kyle, oh, are we sharing feelings honestly? You make me uncomfortable. Do you think that's not going to be a reason that Kyle can justify in his mind, even if it's subconsciously, to go against you? Don't talk in house meetings. Don't call house meetings if you're trying to win the game. Now again, me, fan, have to talk about this show. I want you to be as messy as possible. But just letting you know, if you want to win, follow the strategy of a Ming, a Jamar, a Kyle. It's not good. Makes for boring feeds. But you're not going to win playing that type of a game. Sparkly Eye says, I should have ran the trash draft for this year. There would have been actually plenty of points. I know, but, you know, I have said, I've already yelled at everyone, Sparkly. I have said, look, we here at Reality Recaps are not a team of many people. We don't have huge funding and backing. So here's what we do. We're not threatening you and being like, we're pulling shows. We're not doing stuff. There's just only so many of me and so many of a Sparkly Eye and a Jess that can do things. So if it's things that you guys like and interact with, and a lot of you seem to be behind them, we will put our energy towards it 100%. But if it's something that like, not a ton of people are loving, then we just focus our energy elsewhere. You all dictate what we focus on because there's, you know, just me. And Jess and all the live feed updaters overseeing that. So that's why I always tell you guys, share, like, thumbs up, comment. We really read all that stuff to see what you guys like the most so we know where to focus what on for you. We do these shows for you. Lord knows we're not getting rich on them. okay. We have a part three. We got a part three. We're not done. Oh my God, every time I move the wrong thing, I get distracted for 1 second. Now this is when we are, get ready. I actually flipped it. I now realize because I'm dyslexic, I played the clips in reverse. So we started with the end, now we're at the beginning. It's the way I tell people to watch Big Brother. Okay, so this was the start of it with Jamar.
You have the right to tell him he can't say that shit to you.
I know.
That's fine.
And that's what I came here to say.
No, I know.
I was going to come in here to
tell him. Wait. Yeah. I heard you. Then, I know what you're saying. But every time you get mad, I personally, it's whatever to me.
Mm.
But every time you get mad, I hear it from everybody.
Thank you. Because
maybe the word isn't uncomfortable, but I've said it to you, you know these people care when you get mad.
They just care about you.
Do they have the right to care when you get mad? Jeez. I don't know, but it's not up to either of us to decide how they feel, just how we can't say that you can't be mad. What? He used the wrong words. He shouldn't have used those words. And he did know you were noticeably upset. And you have the right to come and tell him, yo, don't say that to me if you know I'm mad. Absolutely. That's going to make me even more cheesed. And absolutely, he knows that now. So if he does it again, that shit's on him. But I believe what he meant when he said uncomfortable is that whenever you're upset, whether you go to your room or not, everybody's talking about it.
Yes. But listen, every time I go to my room, it's not because I'm upset. What if I just want to
No, but it doesn't matter why you're...
If you guys assume that I'm upset, I don't know. My face is just my face.
Okay,
like, but I'm not always upset.
Yeah, we know that. We know that.
I'm sorry. I'm not smiling all the time.
Do you hear what I'm saying, though?
Yeah. But like, but you're saying every time I'm mad, like it's a reoccurring thing. I'm not always upset every day. It's only been 15 days.
Well, anytime you're like emotional or people are wrong about perceiving how your emotions are, which is a different issue than you walked in with. It lingers around the house, and people say it. People just talk about it.
Yeah, some but there's nothing to do but talk in this house. And I wish it doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
I'm not saying that they're right.
I could just have a normal face, just be walking around, and people will be like, "Yo, why this guy upset?"
No, that's fair.
Remember, Nico was like,
"You're right.
Oh, why you walk around like you're always upset?" Then as soon as I say hi to you, you're like, "Oh, you know what I'm saying?"
Yeah. Because
I'm not upset all the time.
Jamar, the term that you are looking for is resting bitch face. Some of us have it, Jamar. Okay? Have you seen me do an interview? Do you know how hard it is? Do you know how I'm a bobblehead on interviews? Because I have to physically keep smiling and nodding like this? Because if I didn't, I'd be like this. That's how my face would be normally. It's hard, Jamar. We struggle with it. I also have a very expressive face. I don't know how to hide it. You just have to figure it out. There is no cure, okay? But, yes, so the issue was, there was just a lot to fit into this show, and we're already so over. While the feeds were down, Kyle told Jamar, when you get angry, you make the whole house uncomfortable. So obviously, Jamar is going to take offense to that. I'm sure Jamar heard that as, I am angry all the time, and me being angry all the time makes everybody uncomfortable. Whereas you, Kyle, can go into the kitchen and yell at Michael, and that's fine. But me keeping to myself and going to my room when I'm upset is somehow making people uncomfortable. There's a lot of... we can read in between the lines of, I think, what the things are that they're really talking about. I am clearly, in this instance, I am on Jamar's side. Definitely on Jamar's side. Meanwhile, back over... back downstairs in the why is this not right now? meanwhile, back of the ring. I don't know why it won't let me. There we go. Back downstairs in the have not room. Brooke and Kyle are talking. Brooke asks Kyle, why it seems like his anger is only directed at her and not Sheldon for speaking up. So Kyle having a problem with the way Brooke is in their alliance meetings. Kyle says that he understands Brooke's frustrations more than he understands Kyle's. More than he understands Sheldon's, and maybe that's why he takes it out more on her. But Kyle is very, I feel in this conversation, is very condescending. Kyle feels that Sheldon sides with him more sometimes than Brooke does. It is like a T. You're absolutely correct. Kyle feels Brooke isn't connected with him as much as Sheldon is. Wait, let me get it back. Where was the crisscross applesauce? Here we go. You're right. This does look like an 80s movie. It really does. But that is Kyle's entire persona. That is Kyle's entire thing. I think he wants to look like he stepped out of an 80s movie. Yeah, Teen Wolf, exactly. Brooke was mad. Brooke was mad at Kyle. These people are nuts. I gotta love it. Yes, they will fight about anything. They will fight about anything. Is John Luke the Fessy? Like I said earlier, I think John Luke is actually finally now playing a good game. I hate to say it, Mike getting out of the house has really forced JL to get in there, make better discussions, and such sort. Now, I don't know that I'm going to care. I waited to watch this with all of you because I was like, maybe it'll be funnier if I react to it live. It is the continuation now, post that, you know, house meeting when the feeds came back. Hera has now decided, all right, Kyle, I am going to talk to you now about what I meant. Let's clear up the whole issue.
Jamar is the way he is.
Right.
Yeah, so why... Okay, so here, hold on. Before you get going, why does he get to dictate how I am?
I agree. I just said
because,
that.
Because he's...
Dictate good.
It's because he's a hothead.
Jamar has... did you hear what I said? I said Jamar has the right to feel...
Okay, time out. Why is Jamar the hothead? So far, we have seen Kyle have the outbursts. Ming, Angie. Who else has had an outburst? I don't think anyone's had a big of an outburst as Kyle. Yes, Jamar has not had as big of an outburst as Kyle. So I am just confused. I don't feel like they've been cutting the feeds that much that we could be missing everything that's happening. I'm just missing why we're labeling jams this
so
way.
So the way he feels, and you have the right to feel the way you feel. You're a jokester, so you can do that.
Right.
But then this guy is not, and he feels a certain way. Right. That's what I'm like. I'm just telling you for him to not be upset about, but like, you know what, actually it doesn't matter, who cares if he's upset, right?
That's got nothing to do with me.
We're all adults, I know, but that's the perspective I was coming from. Like, he does not feel like he can come at you and tell you joke at you,
right?
And then when he's in a serious, or like when you're in a like a down mood, if someone makes a joke, it might hurt you,
right?
Okay.
No,
it's
if you're not feeling it, if you're like it really like yesterday, if you're sick or whatever, anyone. You're in slop for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Sick's a little different, I think, but I don't know. I would say that statement's a little on the inaccurate side, but we'll roll with it. Sure.
What I said?
Yeah, I think anyone's open to come joke with me and put me in a good mood at any given time. I'm certainly
any
not
white
gonna,
person.
I don't pop off like that. Ever. If I'm just mad, I'm mad. It's just noticeably mad because I'm like, I haven't slept.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I want to fucking eat, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? And like, for him to get mad about the slop thing, he comes up to me and just fucking, as I'm dying on slop, as I'm dying because I have no fucking sleep,
dying.
He's going to sit there and say, anybody puts me on this shit, they're fucking done in this game. How do you think that makes me feel here?
Bullshit.
That's...
Do we need to talk about your feelings, Kyle? Kyle, buddy, pal, pretty sure yesterday you told Mike to learn the game and to get over his stupid feelings and that it didn't matter. But now we're supposed to care about your feelings, Kyle. You're hungry, buddy. Are you hungry, Kyle? I get it. You're on slop.
It's the most selfish, ridiculous thing in the history of the world. And the fact that he's just allowed to say that and then attack me like that.
At the end of the day, we'll have to go on slop. And
guys, I just want you all to understand something, okay? I feel like we need to be face to face for this, okay? 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 There's a coronavirus, okay? The Holocaust happened, okay? September 11th, world wars, natural disasters, but I want you to understand, Kyle, here, right now, okay? The worst thing that has ever happened in his life was Jamar telling him, nobody better put me on slop. Well, Kyle was on slop. I'm calling it right now. We're going to find out that Kyle's gay. I don't care. I don't care if he has a wife. I don't care if he has a kid. I'm calling it. I do not have gaydar. I have rules because I do not have gaydar. And Kyle meets every one of my rules. Super overdramatic for no reason. Disgustingly flashy outfits. Where's his hair? Stupid. I'm just saying, he is so overly dramatic about every... loves cocaine. We're gonna find it out. It's gonna happen. It's gonna come out. And you heard it here first.
He uses that as a tactic to be like, yo, whoever puts me up.
No, and that's the thing. Like, he does that. And just because I'm not one of the ones that, like, backs down to that stupid shit, man, mm-hmm. like, I'm somehow a dickhead for doing that.
Yeah. No, I don't want you to misunderstand what I was saying. I'm not saying no one can come joke with you if you're, like, down. But that's the type of person you are, right? Like, if you're down, you will go and take a joke. Because you're that kind of a personality. Right. Totally different from that dude.
Right.
If he's down, he's not taking no joke.
Right.
That's what I see it. That's what I was saying.
Okay.
Like, I'm not saying.
Right, Kyle. So what we're trying to say, Kyle, is remember how you were coaching Mike about how he doesn't know this game? And season 8, bro. Season 8. Wake up. Learn to play the game. Okay? So maybe, Kyle, what Hira is trying to overly explain to you, because he is so desperate to be included in any conversation, is... maybe you need to learn to read people, and when you make a joke with them when they're in a bad mood and you see they don't take it well, don't keep doing that. Seems pretty easy. Cocaine? You need me to pronounce cocaine? Cocaine? That's what he likes. I don't know. Chad is saying it. By the way, I want to be clear for when people send this to Kyle and are like, don't do Eric's show. He said you do cocaine and he's totally serious. I'm reading Chad's comments. I don't actually think that Kyle does cocaine. I do think he's a little gay. So I don't feel like... really anything else has happened here today. It's kind of been just a lot of waiting for the POV to start. People speculating, is it going to have to do with the board that they had to remember in the Expedia travel room? Some people thinking they're going to be winning a trip to Hawaii. Just kind of a lot of speculation. I see Vanessa here. Hold on, let me bring it up. Vanessa apparently was telling Ming in the in the storage room that she's not doing well on slop. Vanessa says she hopes that they aren't separated, and then they're also studying for the POV, that they hope they're not separated, because they are going to be one of the pairs that have to work together, so she wants them to do well together. Vanessa says that she could tell her, where everything is in the house, if that is somehow part of this competition. I think it's just gonna be a memory competition, and pretty much that's it. And our last clip, oh my god, do I really? Okay. I'm being told that I need to play this clip because it will make me angry. It's always why I love to play clips on this show. Okay, let's just play it. Here we go.
I'm the personality of the house, right? Like, I've got a lot of
what
charisma, I guess, or whatever, right? And it, like,
uniqueness, nerve, and talent. Uniqueness, nerve, and talent. He has charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent, which is a RuPaul's Drag Race quote.
Like when I'm not doing my thing, being my goofy self and stuff, people wonder what's wrong with me.
For sure.
Now, like, listen, is that, like, tough to sit and swallow?
Yeah.
Sure. Do I always address it? No. Because I understand, like, how it's going to affect people, how I answer the questions, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I always try my best to be in a good mood. But the thing is when I'm doing that, there's always somebody Black who's just not feeling it, right?
Mm-hmm. White enough.
And then, like, that is why I'm the funnel to all the bullshit, right? And it's
you're
exhausting
full bullshit,
for me,
right?
Like, I'm like, I don't want to keep bringing this back, but I'm not sleeping, I'm not eating, I'm fucking down like 3 pant sizes. You know, all that's mentally very psychologically draining and wearing on me. Like, I don't got a whole lot left to fucking give, you know? I'm trying to continue to give
go.
It, but when
go,
it
go,
comes
go.
Back to me in such a negative manner.
Go, go.
Do you know what I'm saying? And, like I don't think I wasn't trying to mock the guy when he was, like, you know? It's just like, come on, pick your chin up, man. Like, don't be upset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he
smile
takes it
pretty.
As a slight.
Yeah.
I can't help how he takes stuff.
God.
I can only try and explain myself as best as I can.
Yeah.
But if he's
okay, I can't. He is literally the person that's like, what, ladies? I just told you to smile. What? I just, like, you're in front of me and you look sad, so smile for me, pretty lady. I can't help it if you're having a bad day. Just smile for me, okay? Lady? Nope. Did start with him saying he was the personality of the house, right? He just needs to go. He needs to go. Every time Kyle talks, I go more and more to, why is this man talking? I will let you know. If you want to see more feed clips of Kyle talking, again, check out the live feed updaters at BBCan8 Live Feeds. They have several clips of Kyle having more of these conversations with the house. Really seems to me like he just perched himself up on that ledge and started harassing every single person that walked by. Now, we also got earlier today a sneak peek of the POV competition. We had a feed leak. Now, to me, this is clearly disco-themed. This is clearly... it could be a dance competition. Kyle is playing, right? Kyle is playing? It scares me. That scares me. It makes me feel like they want to give him his moment to be like, I'm gonna have my disco moment. Give me a competition where I can wear my sparkly purple vest and fluff up my chest hair and dance around. You know this? No. Because I have a feeling he'll go after me. I mean, really, it's not his decision. He might just leave it. He doesn't strike you as a dancer. He clearly didn't watch his preseason interview. He thinks he's a good dancer. Okay. So, I lied. We do have one more clip. Hold on. We do have one more clip of them all meeting before the POV competition. Hold on, let me get it. Oops, I did the wrong thing again. It's very hard to produce this live, and I think I do a great job. let me make sure I'm starting it at the start. Okay. Okay, so we have Kyle Sheldon and Brooke in the HOH room now. They are discussing, hold on, I'm trying to pull it up. They are going to be discussing the situation with Vanessa. Sheldon tells them he asked Vanessa if she told Ming that Brooke told her to throw the comp. Okay, so this is what we were talking about in the beginning of this recap episode.
So, like, that thing where, like, Carol came up, Hira came up, and then JL just brought it up to me?
Mm-hmm.
It's because Vanessa told Min that. No, she actually told Min that.
And this is what Min does so well. She takes that and she sews it between, like, five different people, so it fucks us all up. But fortunately, we're smart, and we can deal with this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
So let's start talking. Go ahead.
Hey, Kyle. Maybe it wouldn't have gotten so out of hand if you wouldn't have been perched on your chair outside of the room looking for sympathy from every single person that walked by. Then maybe you could have done something about Ming trying to ruin your guys' plan. Just throwing it out there, buddy.
It was brought up. John Luke and you were sitting there, it was brought up. And in my head, I was thinking about it, and I was like, I'm not going to tell you to. I think Vanessa told me.
Yeah.
I got up and I left. I was like, hey, Vanessa, can I talk to you in the pantry? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, hey, apparently Min's saying a lot of crazy shit. And then she just like did that like kind of laugh that she always does. And then I was like, hey, I know you're closest with her, so I just want to know where your head's at. I'm like, she's saying that she was told, she was told to throw the competition. I'm like, mm-hmm. Brooke, I'm like, I won't tell Brooke. I'm like, Brooke, tell you to throw the competition. She's like, yeah, I think so. I'm like, when? And then she's like, oh, when we're all in the room and talking about the common thing. I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, Brooke didn't really say anything. I'm like, it was more so me saying, like,
but
hey.
It did come up, right?
Yeah, I'm like, yes. It was an option, but, like, we're going to feel it out. I'm like, I told you to feel it out because, like, if there's a trip on the line, I don't want you to throw the competition and stuff. I'm like, and that's still the same way I feel.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I was looking at her. And I was like, fuck, man. I'm like, I feel like she's lying to me.
Yeah.
And, like, it's too bad. It's like, I really just feel like she's lying to me for no reason.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you have, like, how close are you with Min? Like, can you handle that? She's like, yeah, okay. I'm like, okay. I'm like, don't tell Kyle. Don't tell Brooke this. I'm like, this is just between you and I. There's no need to make stuff go blow up. I'm like, don't tell Min. I'm like, just go play. She's like, so what do I do when I play? I'm like, just gauge it. Look around the comp, see how people are doing. I'm like, just gauge it. I'm like, or just go and win. She's like, yeah,
just go and win. I can't believe that a Sheldon would not encourage anybody just to go and win. I feel like it all worked out. I feel like they resolved it between themselves, but I don't feel like any of the other stuff that I thought was a reason why Sheldon would want to be targeting Min earlier in this recap. I still feel all of that is still very much in play. But that is pretty much where we are with the live feeds at the moment. They are currently, I mean, unless they have come back while we were doing this show, but they are currently still doing the POV. Okay, great. So, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to end this show, but not really. I'm going to end the show, but not really. It's fake ending. It's an ending for the people that are going to watch it back. So we're going to have a little ending slave. It's going to last for 19 seconds, and then I'll be back. But before I do that, I will remind you guys all again, if you've missed any of the official shows with Nicole, myself, after shows, recap shows, house guest shows, all of that content is exclusively in the TV Co app this season, so you can watch us there when we do them live, or watch the playbacks back after. If you want to see these live feed update shows, they are live in YouNow, yourrealityrecaps.com/YouNow, or you can watch them back on our website, YouTube, or iTunes. Make sure wherever you're leaving them back, you comment below, like, thumbs up, 5-star rating, and a nice review on iTunes is super helpful too. Just sharing the show with your friends or telling people about it if you enjoy it, coming out and hanging out with us when we watch it live, all great ways to help support the show. Nicole and I, Nicole, spoiler alert, texting me right now about the details for Michael, so I gotta go get on that. But either way, we are definitely having an after show tomorrow after the Sunday night episode on TV Co. Nicole and I will be live, so we hope that you guys will come there for that. And I'm pretty sure we will be live with Michael at 6 p.m. Eastern. Alrighty, so chat, you stay right there. I'll be back in 19 seconds, or everyone watching this in the future, I hope to see you at a live show. See you guys all later. Bye for now, everybody. Bye.